is Chuck Carlson, again, filling in for Robbie Noel on the Robbie Noel Show on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm glad to be here with you. The call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. Our subject today continues to be the cost of Christian Zionism, the high cost of Christian Zionism. That cost is borne by not only those of us who pay for the endless wars that are being propagated in the name of following the leadings of Christian Zionism, but also the cost of the deaths that take place, the enormous amount of deaths. Today, there was an announcement of another 14 Americans killed, which brings the number to around 3,500 and close to 3,575, I think. And the financial cost is also enormous, and this is a cost that we all have to bear, that we can't escape, and that our children will bear, even if we don't. So the high cost of war, or the high cost of the wars supported by and enabled by Christian Zionism will be our topic. Yesterday we talked about the size of the Christian Zionist movement, and we reckoned that there were probably at least 70 million Americans who are influenced by Christian Zionism sufficiently to the point where they would say that Israel has the right to the lands of the Middle East. And that represents probably about one-third of all the persons in America who call themselves Christians, the rest being mainline Christians, Catholics, and, of course, then a small wedge of undeclared people, including Muslims, Jews, and miscellaneous groups. But the overwhelming size of the Christian Zionist movement is staggering and has only been recently appreciated. There was a time when it was not even thought, the Christian right was not even thought of as a political movement. And what's molded them into a political movement has been this dedication to the State of Israel. So that then through lobbying efforts or whatever kind of efforts, if the State of Israel comes out with a desire to support a war in Iraq, you have a very large percentage of the evangelical Christians who will suddenly find themselves not resisting that war in Iraq. This, of course, is carried out largely under the idea of political or under the idea of Christian belief. But, of course, as we've said, these beliefs are far from Christian. We'll go on today and talk about more about these the cost of Christian Zionism. But first, I want to read to you a letter that has just been posted as a letter to a pastor of a mega church having some 1,200 members here in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's called Scottsdale First Assembly Dream Center. Can you believe Dream Center? And it is the sponsoring church for John Hagee's Night to Honor Israel, which will be held in Phoenix, Arizona on Sunday, and which will be held in an auditorium now. It's been moved to an auditorium because the Dream Center is not big enough. And so it's going to be held in public facilities and public ground at the Symphony Center in Phoenix, Arizona. And here's the first paragraph of our letter to Pastor Friend. His name is Pastor Friend. Project Straight Gate will hold a vigil for peace and justice outside First Scottsdale Dream Center on the morning of June 24th, 2007. You may learn about our some 56 vigils by touring our Project Straight Gate website. So go there during the break. It's WHTT.org. Click on Project Straight Gate. And now it's time for a station break and a commercial.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Okay, this is Chuck Carlson back with you on the Robbie Noel Show, filling in for Robbie. You'll have Robbie back tomorrow. Call us if you have a question about what we're talking about. Again, it's going to be the high cost of Christian Zionism and the high cost of Christian of human life, not even beginning to mention the cost of life of people in Iraq and in Palestine, but we will talk a little bit about that right now because the tinderbox in the Middle East was ignited over Christian Zionism. The idea that Israel is the ultimate fulfillment of biblical prophecy and that all events involving Christianity have to eventually focus back down to Israel was started for the purposes of controlling Christianity, wrapped around the idea that if it's good for Israel, it has to be good for the rest of the world. And the idea that if someone who claims to be a Christian does not sufficiently appreciate love, honor, and I use the word honor, Israel, then that person may not be eligible even for the kingdom of heaven. John Hagee has said this, that no one who does not love the Jews can enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, that's a pretty broad statement, I guess, and pretty limited to who you have to love, because Jesus, of course, said that you needed to love even your enemies. Some of the tinderbox in the Middle East is showing every day in the news, and you're getting a very poor sampling of news. For instance, the AP report today said that 400 tons of food and 52,000 gallons of gasoline and 400 tons of cooking oil were allowed to go into the Gaza Strip today. Well, that sounds good until you stop and think what that really means. 400 tons of food is probably about 20 truckloads. And in a city of 1,200,000, that doesn't mean very much. And the truth is that this was what was allowed to go in. But only yesterday, Israeli farmers complained, and this was carried in the local Israeli press, which we read, and that statement said that these farmers were complaining because the Israeli military had turned around 100 truckloads of fruit, fresh fruit and vegetables, that the Israeli farmers were trying to take into Gaza to sell to the hungry people inside. And Israel turned them around, and they went on to say that some 40 tons of bananas were destroyed or something like that. But all of this food, many times the amount of the shipment that was allowed in today, was turned around only yesterday. So these are tokens. When you hear about the Israelis allowing the Gazans to feed themselves, these are only tokens. The amount of food being allowed in, if this is an indication, is not enough to feed 5% or 10% of the population of Gaza. And, of course, 50,000 gallons of fuel goes nowhere. So that's a tank full for 1,000 cars, I guess. So not much in a city of 1,200,000 people. So the tinderbox in the Middle East has been set off and is continued to be supported by not only the Christian Zionist press, but also by the standard press that brings in the stories that you're supposed to hear about the 20 tons or the 20 trucks of food that was allowed into Gaza, but doesn't ever let you know about the 100 trucks that they turned around and sent back only yesterday. So our approach, of course, we go on with our letter to a pastor friend at the Scottsdale First Assembly Dream Center, where the vigil will be held on Sunday morning. And by the way, you can read all of this on the We Hold These Truths website. That's www.whtt.org. And this is an open letter that we would like to see everyone who knows a church or knows somebody in a church would circulate to those people. And here is what this letter says. I'll read you the whole letter. We are choosing Scottsdale First Assembly Dream Center to do our vigil. And there will be a number of us there with signs that will greet the people that come. We're coming there because you have already shown that it is, sadly, violating the clearest standards Jesus set for us when you invited John Hagee into your church, and by allowing Christians United for Israel to use your good name and to take God's name in vain. It is documented and without question that Hagee's Christians United for Israel publicly urges more engagements called wars that would, if not stopped, produce even more massive death and destruction. John Hagee has openly urged the preemptive bombing of Iraq, and he has supported Israel's 59-year-old occupation of Israel's neighbors, who we call the Philistines, in respect for their tribal history. They're not Palestinians because there is no state by that name. They're a homeless people, without a country, because Israel occupies every foot of the legal homes at its pleasure. And many of those occupied are Christians. Project Straight Gate's purpose is to influence Christ followers to oppose the continued slaughter in the Middle East. And it is an ongoing, continuous assassination campaign that is supported not by Jesus' words, but by secular conclusions about the need for war. If you or John Hagee have any convincing new answer to Jesus' many clear statements about loving one's enemies and preserving all life, please enlighten us. Our vigil has reached 56 churches and organizations, and we have yet to hear one bit of justification based on Jesus or any other disciple has had to say. John Hagee does not explain how he handles Blessed are the Peacemakers. Instead, he largely ignores the entire New Testament. Hagee makes only one reference to Jesus' words in his entire Night to Honor Israel message at Furman University, and that reference took Jesus' words out of context. Pastor Art Pressinger, who attended John Hagee's Night to Honor Israel in San Antonio, put it this way: there's not a shred, not a trace, a scintilla of Christianity in the proceedings. It could just as well have been sponsored by the PTA or the Rotary Club. Pastor Pressinger is right. It is non-Christian. He errs in only one respect. No secular organization like Rotary Club could get away with such racist and violently promoted public meetings as Pastor Hagee presents. I'll stop here to say that in here in Phoenix, Arizona, on Sunday, Pastor Hagee has rented a facility owned by the city of Phoenix, the Phoenix Symphony Hall, and he had this rented for him by this major church. Nevertheless, it's being rented exclusively for his work. So his racist statements are probably not acceptable in a publicly owned facility owned by the taxpayers. And there are, we know of now, groups that are actually looking into this question of whether Pastor Hagee has any right to even, or whether the city has a right to even rent a facility. So outrageous are the things he's on record as saying. I'll go on. All of America, save evangelical church members, now oppose our warring in Iraq. Evangelicals like you and former myself are the only major group that remains for continuous occupation. Only Christian Zionists remain in support of occupation of Iraq, which has cost 3,500 and now some 50 of our own men, I believe it is. I said 75 earlier, but I think it's 3,550, with at least 25,000 wounded in name. This says nothing of the virtual destruction of our economy by inflation. Pastor Friend, perhaps you do not identify with Christian Zionism, but you do support John Hagee, who does. And Christian Zionism is Judeo-Christianity. Americans have no choice but to hold evangelical Judeo-Christian pastors and their leaders responsible for their role in enabling serial wars, serial killings called wars. Christ followers in places like Lebanon and Gaza and Iraq are among the victims. What would Jesus say about our professional military being trained in the ugly art of mass execution and torture? What would he say about Guantanamo, by the way? Today, George W. Bush announced that he may be willing to close Guantanamo and move all the inmates to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Only a week or so ago, Colin Powell came out and said that it should absolutely be closed. Our churches must share the guilt for abortion and for other forms of violent immorality that are related to war right here in our country. To use Israel for example, it has 59 years of continuous war, and it has also had an epidemic of abortion controlled, performed, and paid for by the very government that John Hagee supports, quote, without exception, end quote, and without condition, end quote. Israel boasted only this week that it now is the fourth largest armament dealer in the world, selling some $5 billion of weapons of mass destruction to others. And by the way, that report came again from an official Israeli press called ATA. We get it and read it every day. And this report of the $5 billion of sales of high-quality, high-tech government war weapons was flushed down the drain shortly after it was released. The Israeli press is good at that. They announce things, and then all of a sudden they disappear. The day before, they announced that the President Olmert of Israel was in Texas meeting with George W. Bush, and that his agenda was to cinch down the payment of $2.4 billion a year to Israel in defense appropriations. So think about the economics of this. Israel sells $5 billion a year of weapons of mass destruction to others, and we, Americans, give them $2.5 billion a year in weapons of mass destruction at our expense. Well, here we are, time for a station break. This is Chuck Carlson with the high cost of Christian Zionism, filling in for Robbie Noel. And now, a break. Hey!
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Chuck Carlson back with you here on Public Broadcasting Network, filling in for Robbie Noel at the Robbie Noel Show. I hope Robbie's having a great vacation with his family. And in the next segment, we'll ask you if you'd like to call in and raise any questions you have. I'm Chuck Carlson. Our site is www.whtt.org. You can actually go there where you listen if you want, whtt.org. And I'm reading to you a letter that has just been delivered to the pastor of a megachurch here in Phoenix, where we will be holding a vigil on Sunday morning. And this letter is being widely circulated, and we were asking others who are concerned about the terrible growth of the awful growth of Christian Zionism and the implications and destructive implications of this, to get a hold of this letter, and you can get it on our website and distribute it as widely as possible to Christian leaders, because we hold their feet to the fire on this question of supporting Christian Zionism, and we simply don't allow them to blame it on somebody like John Hagee, who loves to be a Christian Zionist and has become a multimillionaire doing it. What we say to this pastor, we go on: the most ungodly damage done by Christian Zionism, which is nothing more than Judeo-Christianity in overdrive, is the damage done to Christianity itself. Those who make war on Jesus' name are making Christ a laughing stock, if not an image of contempt worldwide. many who loved and respected Americans a generation ago now commonly call Christianity the religion of the war makers, and they tie our evil acts to political Christianity. We can read the Bible, and they can read the Bible, and they know the peacemakers bomb no one, and they do not allow killing in Christ's name. Israel's burgeoning immorality, Israel's progressive assassination, has finally resulted in shooting a 68-year-old woman, a grandmother, a few weeks ago to prevent her from delivering a human bomb to a Israeli military post. The woman's son was previously shot to death, another son crippled in a wheelchair. The family's home had already been deliberately destroyed, bulldozed to the ground. And finally, this grandmother, who had, I guess, nothing left in her life to dream about, marched up and faced death by carrying a bomb right into the faces of the Israelis, and they shot the woman down. A few days later, the Israelis used tanks to shell a crowd of women that crowded around the outside of a mosque to protect the people inside. Four of them were killed. So the Israelis have actually now been reduced to shooting women with tanks, and over 300 children and women and children are currently held prisoners in Israeli jails in what are really incredibly bad conditions, where torture is extremely common. Pastor friend could not get away with one. Well, you could not get away with one of these acts without unequivocal support of churches like yours. Scripturally, there is no more reason to support Israeli Jews than Muslim Arabs. According to a missionary named Paul, all are one in Christ and heirs to the promise. And if and when each one believes, Jesus is the fulfillment of the promises of Abraham, not the state created by man in 1948. This is all language that is very well known to Christian leaders, and which challenges them for their in the way of their own beliefs. Quotes from John Hagee about war and support of Israel. The enemy is Islamofascism. No Bible-believing Christian, John Hagee actually said that, no Bible-believing Christian can support disengagement, referring to getting out of Iraq. You're not going to heaven if you do not like the Jewish people. Imagine that. Whether or not you go to heaven determines on who you like. The claims of land of the Palestinians are historic fraud. They never owned the land. This makes them gasp like catfish out of water. He says, John Hagee, he likens the Palestinians to catfish out of water when you tell them that they don't have any land to live on. I would hope that the United States would join Israel in a military preemptive strike to take out the nuclear capabilities of Iran for the salvation of Western civilization. John Hagee says that at these meetings called Unity Coalition for Israel's Night to Honor Israel. Now, Pastor friend, the letter goes on, the blood of the innocent is on your hands. It is not only the Palestinians' children's blood. All life is sacred. Israel and American life are also dying. Since September 2000, about 1,021 Israelis have been killed, a small number compared to the 4,008 Palestinians killed by Israelis during the same period. The ratio is about 1 to 4. 118 Israeli children were killed, and 921 Palestinian children. The ratio, 9 Palestinian children to every Israeli child killed in these engagements. About 1 Israeli for every 8. Who would you judge as the aggressor based on these numbers? Maybe you and I cannot stop the carnage, but we can do something about it. Please know in advance, one sign in front of Scottsdale First Assembly Church will read, Apostate Church, Christ followers do not kill. Okay, this ends this segment. Next segment, we will hope to take some calls. And this is Chuck Carlson filling in for Robbie Noel. We've just read a letter to Pastor Friend of Scottsdale First Assembly Church.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
When I was young, I never needed anyone.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back with you. This is Chuck Carlson on Republic Broadcasting Network on the Robbie Noel Show. Filling in for Robbie, who's away on vacation, the call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. I'm sure you all know that. You're welcome to ring in if you want to ask any questions about the things that we're discussing. This coming Sunday, We Hold These Truths, Project Straight Gate, will do a vigil at two different vigils on the same day at events at which the sponsors and which John Hagee will be personally present. David in Texas is on, and before we go to David in Texas, let me finish. We will be there to challenge not only the John Hagee, but more specifically to challenge those Christian leaders who are present to listen to John Hagee and allow him the leave to go ahead and to create this tremendous support for the state of Israel, which is costing so many lives. Okay, David.
Doing. There's a few things I would say that I agree with you on, but there's some things that respectfully I would, if I may, disagree with you on that I would like to explain.
That's been known to happen.
First of all, Myself, I agree with much of the mindset to a point of the Republic Broadcasting Network, and that I'm a fellow member of what I call the Patriot Movement. I'm consider myself an American nationalist, an American sovereigntist, and a strict constructionist or strict constitutionalist. I presently support Ron Paul's candidacy for the U.S. presidency for next year.
Okay.
I do think the U.S. should find the appropriate way in as quick a possible time to end our involvement in Iraq, and we should get out of Iraq. I also agree with you that a right to disagree with John Hagee on several issues. I don't fully agree with or endorse some of the more extreme things that he says. Having said that, I respectfully have to partly but respectfully disagree with you on some of the things you said about Israel. I think Israel should stop occupation of the territories, stop abuses of Palestinian human rights and civilian population, and various other reforms need to be made. There are certain things that Israel has done over the years for which Israel does need to make amends to the Palestinians and to some extent to U.S. with regard, for example, to USS Liberty incident. That's a separate question from does Israel have a right to exist as a nation or not. With respect to you, I say it does have a right to exist within its internationally recognized boundary lines, though not beyond them. I would.
By the way, David, those international boundary lines were set in 1948, and then they were reestablished in 1967.
That's correct.
And they've been shrunken and shrunken to where today the Palestinians probably have about 5 to 7% of the land that they actually are living on. And they're probably occupying, it's almost impossible to calculate, because they're occupying on little islands of land, and there is now Israeli occupation around each one of those little grapes in a cluster of grapes called the West Bank. So when you add up the land that the Israelis have today, it's almost all of it. If you add up the land that the Palestinians are living on, it's nothing like what they started out with in 1948, or even in 1967. Excuse me for interrupting, but go ahead.
Okay, I understand from where you're coming from in part, but I also partly disagree with you. Under UN Resolution 181, Israel has a right to exist as a nation. Under UN Resolution 184, all the three major religions of the world have a right to access to their respective holy sites within the old city of Jerusalem, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, to their respective holy sites on the Temple Mount, while any one affecting adversely the right of the other religion, or without any one religion doing anything to damage a holy site of an alternate religion, and they should have access to it.
Well, let me respond to that. As a patriot, I'm sure you believe in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And when you speak of a right in the Declaration of Independence came from God. It talked about God-given rights. Now, no nation ever on the face of the earth, including our own, has any rights whatsoever. We only have statutes that we pass and laws that we pass, and the authority of any country is not granted to it by God. It's taken by whatever political means that that country used to get their own property. We could go into our own country and discuss how we got our various properties. You know, various parcels came from various places. But the state of Israel, in terms of, I'm not saying that you're wrong in that there should not be a state of Israel. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that it is not a right. The state of Israel has no rights. It was conferred a privilege by the United Nations in 1947 by vote. And the United Nations delegates are not perfect, but they voted by a majority, not by unanimously by any means, but by a majority to divide a property and give part of it to the state of Israel. So it isn't that Israel has rights to a property. It's that Israel owns property because the UN gave it to them, and then they captured the rest. And the question today is, should they get to keep all the property they've captured and usurped upon after the United Nations gave them the original parcels?
No,
go
I've
ahead.
Always said they should withdraw from the post-67 territories and just go back to where they were prior to the outbreak of the war. But Israel already has withdrawn from the Gaza Strip completely, and most of the major towns and villages of the West Bank are currently under Palestinian Authority control, not under direct Israeli rule anymore, and haven't been for several years. And that's specific, although Israel should complete the withdrawal from the West Bank and work out exactly what the details
well, do you know
would be
about
with the
wall
and, to do that.
Do you know about the wall in the West Bank? Are you familiar with
I'm familiar with
the course
details.
Of the wall.
Just next week, Israel's supposed to have meetings, and the new prime minister, well, the new defense minister, Ehud Barak, was a former prime minister who last was in negotiations with Clinton and Arafat in the summer of 2000 over exactly the same issue. They're supposed to have a meeting with Abbas in Egypt next week. with Mubarak and King, the King of Jordan, the new King of Jordan.
Well, so they have meetings. So what?
Well, they're supposed to decide.
Are they going
to
take down the wall? See, the wall is more than 2 times longer than the boundary that it goes along. The wall winds in and out and goes around villages. It goes around farmlands. It weaves to and fro. The green line that the wall covers is about 100 kilometers long. The wall itself is almost 300 kilometers long. So much does it weave and wind in among the Palestinian villages. So the wall has basically been used to wall off Palestinian towns and villages. And when you say that the Palestinians have control of these villages, they really don't, because they don't control the roads around them. It would be like if you had a house and that all the halls in your house and the doors and the windows were belonged to someone else. You own the house, all right, but you don't own the backyard, the walls, the swimming pool, and so on. And this is the problem with the Palestinians. They're living in land over which they have no control. In Gaza, they have a fence around them. They're actually in a fence. I was there a few years ago, 4 years ago, and I walked in, and I watched helicopter raids against these people in their own homes by Israelis. And you could wake up at night at 3 a.m. and go up on your roof and watch somebody in Gaza being killed with Israeli helicopters. And it's all inside a fence. There is no unfenced property, except on the Mediterranean side.
The Gaza itself is fenced from Israel, but they're two separate sovereignties. According to the UN resolutions, Gaza is originally a part of Egypt.
Well,
Egypt
it's part
is supposed
of,
to be responsible for providing food and supplies. If Gazans don't get a certain amount of food or whatever from Israel, Egypt actually, under international law, is theoretically supposed
well,
to
again,
so it all falls onto Israel.
Again, if what you said was true, then Israel ought to control then. Egypt ought to control the borders.
Egypt should control
the borders. But Egypt doesn't control the borders. Israel controls the borders. Are you saying the Palestinians do not have a right to exist?
I never said that. The Palestinians can have a state if they work out the details in the Gaza and the West Bank.
Okay.
But until such time as that agreement is worked out, if the Palestinians cannot secure Gaza or cannot provide for themselves under existing international law based on UN Resolution 242, Egypt actually is supposed to be the provider for Gaza until that time is reached. Jordan is supposed to be the provider for the West Bank until
okay, well,
but they could have a state in it if they work out the details, and I wouldn't oppose their stay.
All right, well, thank you for calling. I appreciate your opinion.
All right, thank you.
Again, the issue of people like John Hagee and most Christian leaders have been to Israel. In fact, I've talked to some who've been there so many times, you cannot believe how they could be so ignorant of what Israel is really all about. But when you go to Israel, there's two ways to go. One way is to take usually a religious junket. This is the way most tourists go to Israel. And they actually are under the guidance of the Israeli government, who takes you where they want to take you, and they show you what you want to see. And people that take those junkets rarely meet any Palestinian people. They oftentimes don't even see the wall, the infamous 300-mile-long wall, soon to be. And they certainly never visit a Palestinian family, nor do they go in one of these ghettos where refugees have been living for 3 generations, now in the 3rd generation, because they've been forced off their land and forced to live in conditions of abject poverty, such as in Gaza. In the Gaza Strip, there are 2 or 3 or more refugee camps than that, but there are 2 huge refugee camps. One of them has upward to 250,000 people in it, and they live in conditions that are so dense that you'd find it hard to believe. And this is where the revolt is fermented. The talk about the Palestinians being able to govern themselves is kind of ridiculous, because it's impossible for any people to live in a strip the size of Gaza and support themselves with as many people as they have, 1,200,000 people, in a little area 4 miles wide and about 20 miles long. There just isn't enough agriculture or industry to support that many people. So the idea that Israel is okay with the Gazans, well, so much for that. Coming back to the idea of Christian Zionism, and Christian Zionism basically supports the Israeli position, and supports the idea that Israel has pretty much a right to deal with the Palestinians the way they see fit. But it isn't based upon analysis of the United Nations conventions or United Nations rules. It's based upon the idea that it is scriptural and that God gave this land not to the Palestinians, not to the people that had the homes on it, but that they gave it somehow to persons who were thought of as Israelites. And then when the State of Israel was formed by this this convention that our caller referred to in 1947 by the United Nations, the Christian right took the attitude that that newly formed nation was the proxy for what for the people God gave the land to 3,000 years before. And this is why the support of the Christian right has continued with the Israelis, no matter what they do to the Palestinians, no matter how many Palestinians they kill, slaughter, no matter if they starve them. And right now, regardless of what anyone would like to think about it, we are witnessing the intentional starvation of the 1,200,000 people who are in the Gaza Strip. Now, what is all of this warring that we're having costing? Recently, the USA Today released a report, and that report said that the U.S. taxpayers are on the hook for $59 trillion. This is a way of calculating the total losses that USA Today came up with, and the real cost of the Social Security benefits on all the benefits. They likened this to $516,000 for every U.S. household, and that's an enormous figure. And how did this take place? Well, it took place by essentially funding things like wars, and wars have been the predominant place that the most money has been spent most of the time. We've spent over something like $1 trillion in Iraq alone, according to USA Today, Dennis Kochin. The federal government recorded a $1.3 trillion loss last year, even though they said the federal deficit was $248 billion, or one-fifth as much. But when corporate-style accounting was used, USA Today said the losses was five times as much as we're being told. These losses are wrapped up in maintenance of war. The $2.5 billion that has been given each year to the State of Israel has been mounted up into the billions, the many billions, 100 and some billion since Israel started. And that's a lot of money, but it is very small compared to the amount of damage done by the war-making and the war-creating acts that the State of Israel has perpetrated on other people. So as Israel has brought about and fermented, say, wars in Iraq, and is openly campaigning now for the bombing of Iran, the U.S. taxpayer ends up paying the bill, not in taxes, but in inflated dollars. Because, of course, what happens is we're simply printing the money to pay for the war. There was something like $5 billion of $100 bills that were printed and shipped to Iraq at the start of the new government, when the new government was brought on. That money is still missing. So this is literally the printing press. The idea that the wars come free, that they're cheap, that they don't cost us anything, of course, is not borne out by the value of our dollars. So as we see the price of energy at $70 a barrel, we see the cost of food going up, we see the cost of all these things that going up, we can only attribute these things to the cost of printing money and war being the primary purpose of the printing of money. What is the purpose of war? Well, the purpose of war is war itself. War is a way of controlling the economy by printing a lot of money. You can simply get rid of a lot of money in war, and it filters back into the hands and pockets of your friends, and is circulated throughout the economy, and it keeps the economy boiling. So, looking at it very simply, our government, of course, is we are engaged in a government. We have a war-based economy. We live on war. It's essential to keep our economy going. And without it, we would have to actually live within our means. A lot of us think that would be a good thing. So this is Chuck Carlson filling in for Robin and Well. We have one more closing session coming up in just a minute. And here's a station break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Okay, this is Chuck Carlson back with you from We Hold These Truths, filling in for Robbie Noel. And I'm sure you'll be glad when Robbie's back, and so will I. And I'm having a good time here today. You can visit our website, see the things I've been talking about on www.whtt.org. and read more about our upcoming vigil, which we've been telling you about at John Hagee's Christians United for Israel. And now we have a caller, and it is David. Hello?
Louisiana. And my attitude is this. Both sides in that Middle East conflict are wrong. The Palestinians are wrong for using their children as suicide bombers, which is a violation of the Quran. Israel is wrong for carrying out abortion on demand, for allowing homosexual parades in Jerusalem, and for promoting socialism. Both sides are equally guilty of worshiping government instead of God. Look at the comparison of the Al-Fatah and the Mapai Party of Israel, both of whom are socialist and are under control of the same socialist forces, which we call the communist conspiracy. If we really want to do something about the Israeli business, Israel has to change and Palestine has to change too. Israel has to stop abortions, cut out collective farms called kibbutzim. Palestine has to divorce itself from socialism and adopt a capitalist free enterprise type economy if we're going to get anywhere. Otherwise, we're going to have this continuous war with continuous increase in government control over everybody, and that's wrong.
Okay, let me ask you a question. It's Dan, right?
This is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, pardon me, Jeffrey. What would you think when I was in Gaza? I was invited to speak to an English class at the university, and the kids in the class they were pretty depressed about living in Gaza, and they had a lot of reason to. And they said to me, "What would you do, Mr. Carlson, if you were the president of the United States about Palestine? What would you do for the Palestinians?" And what I said to them was, I think the best thing that the president of the United States could do for the Palestinians would be to stop giving any aid at all to the Palestinian Authority. And, by the way, we give very little to them, but we do give $150 million a year, $30 per capita or something like that. And of course, we give about $500 per capita to Israel. And I went on to say, but we would also need to cut out all aid for Israel. So could the Palestinians get along and work it out themselves with the Israelis if the Americans just got out of the business of financing both sides and let both sides deal with each other on their own? Could you stand the blood and carnage of coming to an agreement? And after thinking it over, the 19- and 20-year-olds in the class all said that they would welcome something like that. What's your reaction to that?
Well, that's absolutely right, but it goes deeper than that. We have to realize that as I said, both of these sides are under control of much bigger communist forces that have to be exposed, and we have to understand that the forces of big government are benefiting from all of this carnage and so on, and they are defaming Islam as well as Judaism, and that's got to stop. If we're going to get anywhere, we should encourage Palestinians to become Israeli citizens if you want to know one alternative, and that would stop everything right off the bat.
Well, that's a very good thought, and this I think Jeffrey is saying that they need one state and they need to work it out within one boundary. At least that's what I heard, and I agree with that, Jeffrey. One state, not two. It'll never work. Now I think we're up for station break, are we not? Thank you very much.